On November 5th, 1983, five men working a routine shift on a North Sea drilling rig had less than a second left to live, and none of them knew it. Bifer dolphins sat in Norway's Frigg gas field. Its divers worked in saturation, living for weeks inside pressurized steel chambers, breathing gas mixed to survive depths that would kill an untrained diver in minutes. That night, two of them, Bjorn Bergesen and Truls Hellevik, had just been winched up from the seafloor inside a diving bell. Their job now was routine: dock the bell to the chamber system, equalize the pressure, climb through. The chamber sat at 9 atmospheres, pressure that would tear a human body apart if it dropped all at once. Standard procedure called for the connecting trunk to be sealed and slowly bled down before anyone touched the locking clamp. That night, the tender at the controls released it early. Hellevik hadn't yet shut the inner door. 9 atmospheres emptied into open air in a fraction of a second. Divers Edwin Coward and Roy Lucas, resting inside the chamber, died instantly from the decompression. Hellevik was standing nearest the opening, a gap just 60 centimeters wide, and the blast pulled him through it. Outside, dive tender William Crammond was killed by the force of the explosion. A fifth man, Martin Saunders, survived with severe injuries. Investigators later pointed to fatigue from long shifts and to a locking system that had no fail-safe to stop a clamp from releasing under pressure. One mechanical interlock could have stopped it. The rig didn't have one. The families spent decades asking Norway to explain what happened. They got compensation in 2009, 26 years after five men clocked in for an ordinary shift and never clocked out.